Hello, out there in TV land, well, Twitch land, well, Dark Galaxies Gaming land. I'm GM Jeff Ball. I am your host for another episode of Age of Ashes Dice Wise Presents, with courtesy from Dark Galaxies Gaming. Thanks and shout out to our sponsors, plural. We have, well, we're sponsored with the core rulebook and the adventure itself, and we are enjoying and trying to wrap our heads around the Fantasy Grounds Pathfinder platform. Now, you can get Fantasy Grounds on Steam, and probably a bunch of sources I don't know about, but like I said before, we like it. We like it a lot, and it has a lot of potential over those other free sources. Now, there's a free demo you can try on Steam, and we definitely think it's worth its salt. So, may I introduce our cast of characters this evening? First, right-hand man, Trigger Man, the guy haunting the chat, in case you want to heckle me, but he'll filter it so you don't hurt my feelings. Rob Hammond is in the house.
Good evening.
Next, we have a bunch of dwarves. Yeah. Who thought of this doing yet another cliche? I mean, we have a podcast already, guys, of a whole bunch of cavaliers. Whose bright idea was it for you guys to play three dwarves that have come to town to open a microbrewery and craft and get swept along in the call of heroes? Not mine this time. Not my idea. I like the idea, but it's not my idea. At the top of the food chain in the Mighty Dwarves, I would have to go with Mr. Frank Hamilton playing Theo in this evening.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Thanks for joining us today. And yeah, so let's see what kind of mischief we can get into tonight.
Next, he's charismatic. He throws spells around despite being a dwarf with a draconic bloodline, playing Elbrick Stonechucker. Mr. Matt Witt is in the house tonight.
Hey, dragons are sexy too. How's it going, everybody?
And back from the dead, missing an episode, but going on a special permanent check stealth mission, which we will get to presently, Mr. Muted Ryan Messina. Messina? The man with the thesaurus, but I bet his last name is in it, so I can mosh that all I like. Playing Muros, the mighty dwarven monk.
Rhyme hey, what's up here? Jeff, thousands of generations are disappointed in you. But I'm not.
Last and certainly not least, bringing a lady's touch, but my dear God, I'm telling you guys, she is one of us, one of the guys drinking a beer and bringing the holiness to the flappy Desna god, playing the halfling cleric of Desna, Mura. Cheryl Ball is in the house.
Good evening, everyone, and stop insulting my deity.
It wasn't me. It was a dwarf. That's a flappy god. So, here we are. What episode are we on? I forgot. How many episodes? We're on episode 4? This episode 4? Episode 5? I know we're doing this every week, but we got so much going on. We got things to announce. We are looking through the pages of our Starfinder book to actually put on our own channel, Twitch.tv/GM's Cut, where you will find my man Rob Hammond DMing in the weeks to come, not yet but soon, playing the Starfinder adventure Frequency of Screams, a little horror in deep space where no one can hear you making those loud noises. But right now, alternating, we have myself and Joe Gibson, who is absent tonight, and Mr. Rob Hammond, of course, and Jared Mercer, the intern, and Corey Chazon, and a brand new crew with Simply Second Edition, where we are digging a little deeper into the mechanics of the Pathfinder core rulebook, the actual Fantasy Grounds usage, shall we say, and playing one-shots and having a great time doing it. That's on Sunday night. But tonight, it is Friday night. It is game night. And when last we left our heroes, you gentlemen had convinced yourselves that you'd slain a dragon, but it's really a drake. I hate to say it. It's a drake from the Mwaggy Expanse, I believe Al was telling us. So let's go back into our images and maps and pull up this yummy-looking blue lizard. I mean, I gotta say, this thing is it's quite something. And after mightily defeating it with a bunch of magic missiles, Bard the kept jamming his crossbow, some goblin dogs commanded by our cleric, and a mighty swing. Second kill goes to Theoan, the axe swinging dwarf. But what's this? The Noplodon belched out a noxious cloud. And I believe Frank was making some nasty saving throws and got the sickened condition. Joe, what's the sickened condition? Oh, that's right. I have asked our resident rules lawyer to bugger off. He's got a show with us Sunday, and we will talk all kinds about the rules on Sunday. You guys have Rob, myself, and each other. So we're not crowding the room so much, and people can, you know, get some more mic time away from me if you're lucky. Joe has bowed out of the Friday night for now, now that we've kind of cleaned up our act and getting things going. As well as I'm stalling here, can you tell? As I'm looking up this monster. There he is. There's our guy. Agraludon. But that's just between you, me, and the audience and the Mwagi Expanse. These guys, not totally sure what it is, but they do know where it's from. This blue, large, red-spiked, black-headed, draconic-faced gator is a piece of work. But it's okay. They were triumphant.
Was a piece of work.
Was a piece of work. No help to the...
Go ahead. Pick on the dwarf.
No. I'm not going to say it. There are those out there that don't know how well I know you guys, how long we've hang out and played together on and off over the years, and how much we pick on each other, especially these guys picking on me off air. So when I pick on these guys on air, some of the audience are going, what are you doing? That's not cool, DM. Well, it's just kind of how we roll. It's okay. I'm not the only one.
It's a house rule.
There are plenty. Plenty of shout out to sponsor number two, Devin Knight, who makes Pogs. No, this guy makes awesome looking top down mini art, which we are trying to use. Now, the Pogs are actually pre-generated and pre-programmed into this, but any chance I get to swap them out, and again, definitely on Sunday night when we're kind of doing homebrews and one shots and all kinds of stuff like that, you will see us feature those minis. So thank you, the good people of Fantasy Grounds, and thank you, sir, Mr. Devin Knight, for sponsoring our shows this evening. So I'm going to go back in time for Ryan's sake, and we had discussed this via email and quick phone call, that he's the player is aware what he's missed, but the character, no. The dwarves had sent him on a perimeter check, and he's, you know, was looking to do a once around. And if you pull out on the map, Ryan, as I'm doing here, you have gone all the way around. You've, you know, lapped the entire tower once.
Yeah, get your cardio in.
Yep. Okay. And before you get back to the front door, you hear shouts of dwarves coming like directly over the inner center wall. And you hear a whole bunch of cursing and swearing in a foreign language. What languages do you speak, sir?
Only the ones that are necessary. Dwarven and common.
Okay. The chittering, the insulting, the high-pitched whining, possibly small humanoid, could be kobold, could be goblin. But there's something going up on that wall. Now, your boys have gone in. Did you care to investigate, or did you want to sort of go in, trace their steps, and report?
Oh, this is Pathfinders, right?
Yes.
Well, I go and investigate.
Okay. So, coming around this way, okay, there's doors, great big doors here on your left, and you're coming around, like, way over here, and then you can hear the shouting over the courtyard, some kind of ruckus.
All right. How tall is that wall?
30 feet.
30 feet. Is it sheer?
Let me show you the, well, if you want to go up and inspect said wall.
Sure. I hustle my dwarven body up to the wall.
On a hustle and a prayer?
Up.
Yep. So, approaching the wall after hearing the noises, what have you got for perception, engineering, you know, wall lore? What?
I am a percepty boy.
You're a percepty boy?
I am a percepty boy.
Okay.
So I will give you a perception.
You give me a percepty check?
A percepty check. I got a percepty check of, let me move this out of the way, 23.
Ooh, okay.
Laser eyes.
The stone looks aged. This place has been here for a long time. And it's not exactly like built by dwarves, built to last. It's built by humans.
Clearly.
Hmm.
I mean, even when they do build with stone, it's shite.
I know, you know, craftsmen are craftsmen. You're here to dominate the brewery market. You don't have to poo-poo on every
not
day.
To cast judgment.
Yeah. Not here to poo-poo on every... Sorry?
But I'm going to cast judgment anyways. It's in my nature. Okay. Especially when it comes to stone. It's close to the heart. Close to the hearth.
Close to the hearth.
So the mortar on this brick, is it like tight, or would I be able to maybe purchase in there and skitter my dwarven bodice up to the top of the wall?
Oh, everything's triable. Everything's climbable. Oh, and just quickly having a look here. Now, somebody was telling me, I think it was Joe, that climbing has changed. It's no longer quarter your movement. It's only half, possibly.
Ooh, that would require the book to be open. And
So while I'm architectural lore, crafting. Yeah, the crafting's kind of kind of an open skill.
I'll go ahead and give that climb check a look up. I've got the book in front of me.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm just looking it up to you. Athletics, wouldn't it be?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, it's under athletics.
It's under athletics, yes.
240, I believe, is the page. 241.
So while you're climbing, you're flat-footed unless you have a climb speed native to your character. Critical success, you move up, across, or safely down the incline 5 feet plus 5 feet per 20 feet of your land speed. So a total of 10 feet for most PCs. Success, if you move up, you move up, or safely down the incline 5 feet per 20 feet.
So it is a quarter.
Failure, you fall. So it is quarter.
It is quartered. Okay.
No, well, it's half, right? You get 5 feet plus 5 feet. But
well, he sounds upset. Ryan sounds like he's crying like a little baby over there. There's no need to get upset about the movement rate, dude.
Rawr,
what page did you say this was? 248?
241.
Oh, 241.
Yeah. Top of the right-hand corner.
Oh, no, no. I believe you. So, anyway, moving on. What do you want to try? Some more, you know, there's some...
Your level of training varies as to what you'll be able to climb. So what's your athletics?
I will look at that. I am trained in athletics.
You're trained?
Yes.
Okay, so it's like sample climb checks. Untrained ladder, steep slope, low branch tree. Trained rigging rope, typical tree. Expert wall with small handholds and footholds. Master ceiling with handholds and footholds. Rock right. wall and now, legendary smooth surface.
Reading the actual adventure, before they actually get to like A1 room 1, they talk about the citadel perimeter. They actually talk about the walls themselves. And what I'm sort of trying to lean towards, besides yes, they actually have a static DC climb check that you'd need. It talks about, like, have we found a ruling on the actual crafting, how open that skill is? Because it just talks about a DC for a crafting check. Now, is it, I'm assuming, crafting architecture? Or are you just rolling this raw?
From what I've seen real quick, you know, and granted, I've just given a cursory look. Crafts are very generic until you start to specialize in things. And you really can't get too specialized until you're about fifth level.
Hmm. Okay. So give me a crafting check. Ryan, whose nose is pressed to the wall as you're checking things out here.
Crafting check?
Yep, crafting check.
Okay. I craft 10.
These walls look old and rather crumbly, making it dangerous. You would have to proceed with great caution, which basically is upping the DC.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I believe they've set a DC as high as it is. And because it's not so much the DC is hard to get up there. It's they want the critical fail to be at a certain number of height so that if you fail, it's because it says, you know, loose stones make climbing the walls very dangerous prospect.
All right. But they've, it's not.
Right. Sorry?
The crumbliness has provided the handholds, but the crumbliness also taketh the handholds.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Imagine that they've kind of plastered a sheer sort of stone masonry over the brickwork. And as you're looking for these cracks or these handholds or whatever, that sort of slab that's plastered on the front that's like an inch thick, you know, could just peel right away under your weight. Anyway.
Nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Well, there's, you know, there's always probably stairs inside.
Stairs. Well, there is a door right to my south, right?
Yes. But then you'd start wandering in an entrance that they didn't go in, and who knows what you'd find.
Who knows? Who knows what's the top set of the wall?
I can tell you. I can tell you this. Beyond the shouts and screams and the weird languages or whatever, right? You do hear the odd curse of a dwarf by this time, because you've cautiously inspected the woods outside this encroaching upon that. How nature encroaches upon this. How ironic. Order the nail. You know, supposed to keep that away. They're sort of not anti-nature, but anti-creatures of the nature of the night versus civilization, as you guys had found it at the doorway. And you just sense, you know, your clan is in trouble.
Yep. Back to my original plan. Climb the wall.
Okay.
Up and see.
Okay. So, looking at, I get you to kind of do some spamming here for me.
Sure. Spam. Bam! You're not talking about the meat, are you?
No.
Okay. I've got an 18 athletics.
Yep. Having a little trouble ascending. I'm not saying you fall, but you're, you know, really having trouble getting that first oomph going.
Did that fail to make me proceed, or did I just kind of like flail around the bottom for like...
You're flailing around the bottom. Looking for a DC of 20 and don't get 10 or lower.
More flailing.
Now, do you have any kind of rope, grapple, pitons, you know, the proverbial taking 10? Do you... Well, it talks about how climbing is dangerous, right?
Yeah.
But so, and that usually means characters in no danger, they can just... You know, take their 10.
The aspect
itself is dangerous. You think you can chuck your rope 30 feet like a lasso? Oh, do you now?
I do. What's that give me? I had no idea. I had forgotten. It's been so long.
Well, taking a few minutes to put that sucker on, getting on your climby claws.
Yeah.
Slap it together?
Yeah, yeah. And so that reduces the DC? I don't remember exactly.
It would probably give you a bonus to the actual climbing. Something we can use on the fly is the Archives of Nethys is an awesome website. Easy to navigate, and so far we found them true to their word, just like the actual Paizo site as far as using, you know, like for quick tick, 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 find. Now, right here in Fantasy Grounds, I keep forgetting, they've gifted us with the core book. So if I go in to pull up items while we're talking about this, I might be able just to type in something like climb, and here's our climbing kit.
Yeah.
And we talk about 50 feet of rope, pulleys, dozen pitons, hammer, grappling hook, one set of crampons. What's a crampon?
That's a rope grab.
Oh, the I got you. The two pulleys, and then you click it like a vice grip.
Yeah, put on rope, and one way it slides, one way it doesn't slide.
Okay. So, first of all, it talks about you moving half quickly as... Climbing kits allow you to attach yourself to the wall you're climbing, moving half quickly as usual to a minimum of 5 feet. Well, that's fine. You're not going slower. But letting you attempt a DC 5 flat check whenever you critically fail to prevent a fall. So it's like a safety rig.
Yeah.
It doesn't give you a bonus to getting up there, but it can keep you from falling nastily if you roll 10 or lower. As long
plus
as you make
one if it was an extreme kit.
Yeah.
But it's not extreme.
Okay. Extreme. So again, whether you're hammering in pitons and setting yourself up and pulling weight and getting up there, time, age, you know, a single split, a single crumble under your weight, whether it's from cracking a piton crack or yourself with your fingernails, you know, it's still really relying on you hitting the DC of 20. Now, for the sake of fun, for the sake of story, one might say, you know, okay, well, you know, let's get on with it. But I would really like to see some spamming from you for two reasons. First of all, we need to know at what time compared to last week's adventure that you reached the top. I've taken some general calculations of you plodding along, exploring the area, holding you up, and then brought you to a certain point of time where there's a battle going on of X amount of rounds, and the X amount of rounds it would take you to get to the top, you know, do you get there before the battle's over, you know, that kind of thing. So all right. Because you're entering combat from an outside, time and those rules become far more important instead of me just being rules lawyery and just kind of going, come on, come on, come on. So make it with the spam, call them out.
All right, I got a 16.
Yep, you didn't go out anywhere until you get that first 20.
All right, I got a 16. All right, roll them bones. I got a 14.
Keep going.
Yeah.
Bring it faster. Just click like mad.
I got 11. I got a 19.
Yeah, come on, man.
I'm glad no one can see it.
Just go. There we go. 21. All right.
I successfully latch on the wall. In my mind's eye, I just see myself actually on the wall, 2 inches above the ground.
Now, I'm just making sure that these are 30-foot walls and hopefully maybe even shorter. It might be 20-foot walls.
Yeah, I like my nimbly bimbly, but I am level one.
Yeah. Anyway, keep them coming. 22. There we go. He's 10 feet up. Now, this is the point where, you know, you can avoid a fall with a very easy flat DC 5 check. So keep it coming. Because there's all no going down for you, right?
19.
Okay. Well, you don't make any progress, but, you know, you're still 10 feet up this wall, right? Another 17. 10, 17. You're just kind of going sideways. Come on, keep it faster. Come on. I can have this. 25. Oh, he gets up 15 feet. He's halfway there. He's getting there. He's at 14.
14.
Sorry. Nope. Again, trying to move sideways, shifting along. Maybe get to a corner. 12. Nope. Not enough to fail, but still not making progress.
15.
So, just slowly working your way sideways, but not vertically just yet.
11.
11. Something crumbles out from your foot, but not enough to make you fall because you hardly put weight on it and you catch yourself.
11.
Again, the wall starts crumbling below you and you're having to rely on your upper body strength and your pitons.
15.
More than your feet on, as it were. Oh, just so loud. Now, from where you are halfway up the wall, do you think maybe to speed things along, you could get your grapple hook and you could kind of, you know, get a big swing going from here? Because you could drop that sucker like an anchor 15 feet down and just start the big swing and get the momentum going and whoop.
So one hand throw the grapple hook up 25 feet?
No, it's only 15 feet to the top.
Oh, okay.
But what I'm proposing is you secure yourself with your grapple-ons.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, get your grapple hook out. Get some of that spare rope. Drop it down almost to the ground.
Okay.
Right? And then start swinging it like a pendulum. And then, you know, because you can't, it's hard to kind of just 15 feet straight up with one arm.
Yeah.
But if you get that sucker swung, right?
What?
At the low, low cost of a hero point, because this is the type of inspiration and ideas that you can cash in on with those hero points.
Sure.
Okay.
All right, arrow point and strength check, I guess.
Yep. Or you can just actually combat it like it's a throw.
Oh.
You want to chuck it? You want to try and chuck it 15 feet, or you want to just kind of swing it up there?
Well, I'll take the one that gives me the higher AC. I'll just use my strength. Hadouken! 18.
Okay. Yep. 15 feet up. And on the wall, give it a tug, secure. Okay.
Right.
Now, with your grapple on. Now, the grappling hook is part of the kit, and one might argue that I shouldn't lower the DC, but we're getting back to that sort of, now you have a lead line and can plant 2 feet and a second, you know, like, you know what I mean? Even if you make double on the same line, I should be able to drop that DC to, let's say, 15.
You're a kind man. All right.
No, a kind man would go 10 or 5. I'm not that nice.
Don't worry. I got 11.
Oh, 11. He's just kind of going sideways. Come on, man.
I take a second to mutter, and I'm glad that no one can see this. It's just myself that knows this shame.
Yep. There's
18.
All right. He's up another 5. 10 feet to the top. Come on, buddy. You can do this.
Nice.
9. Fail.
On the rope?
You fall. Now a flat check of 5. And by flat check, I mean it's like a raw.
I got it.
It's just a raw. Well, yeah. But apparently flat checks are like no bonus.
Yeah. You roll a 5.
Yeah, no, I see. But just for anyone that's watching, I believe a flat check is just like no bonus. So yeah, you catch yourself. Whoa, you would have fallen. But you're good. You're back in there. He's back in the game. 16. Yep. You're 5 feet from the top, man. Come on. You got this. 9. Another fail. He begins to fall. Flat check. 7. Oh, you're flat check. Okay. Yep. You too. Twice he almost falls, and twice he leads the line.
One.
Natural 1. Critical, critical of fails. Now, did we ever talk about how...
I'm tied off.
Oh, hang on a second. A couple games ago, when you were light stepping across pews, and I was looking for a 26, and you only got like a 24 or something, and I was like, oh, you need 10 above the DC for critical success?
Yeah, I remember, because I rolled a natural 20.
Right, but if you do roll natural 20... Right? It takes whatever success rate you're at and bumps it up.
Yes.
So if you would have succeeded, right, with a whatever, which you had, and the natural 20 does still have an effect in this game, it actually bumps it up to a critical. So I owe you a critical success. However, that's long in the past. Does the same thing, I'm asking Rob, happen with a 1? There is failing because of his 8, but the natural 1, you know, he's already at a critical fail.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, well, can
you trying to find it here?
You can't really, like, he's already missed it by 10, which is a critical fail. Is there anything worse than a critical fail? I don't think so.
An absolute fail? I don't know.
I don't think so. Well, we'll put a pin in that one. So just give me your flat check there, buddy.
Flat check a d20.
Flat check a d20.
Yep. 19.
You're good. And since, like I said, since I owed you a success in the back, we'll just say we're on par and the slate is clean and you're fine. Anyway, you're... Like picture a double rope. He's kind of going sideways, almost swinging, and then this the like they're just peeling the plaster. It's just coming right off of this as he tries to move horizontally as opposed to vertically. And every time, you know, another big chunk just kind of comes out of this crumbling wall.
This is the worst Cirque du Soleil ever.
I think you're putting on quite a good show.
Oh yeah,
right, you got this. Come on, 5 feet from the top, man. Let's go for the money. The money shot.
I love it.
Just not
because you're watching. Damn squirrels.
All right.
13.
No. Just go on. And the battle is won, and Frank, you're puking in your helmet. Come on, Miros. Keep going.
15.
There it is. He finally, you know, this the one hand over top of the, you know, holding on to the grapple. And the
just
one foot.
Just completely gassed, breathing heavy.
Right. So, without meta, okay. You first heard around the front and you decided to ascend, make your basic ascent where? Give me a spot where you think you've legged over on the wall. Can be anywhere.
I would say probably close to where, right here-ish?
Sure. Like okay.
Bears, yep. Right yep. There.
Okay. So flipping over onto the wall, you actually appear on a different map and we'll get to you in just a moment, but success. Maybe you take a minute to like, you know, retrieve your gear. Pull it all up.
Yeah.
Look around. Okay. I will tell you this. Not far. Okay. Now, you've put yourself in a hallway that's in the interior. Excuse me. But for you, since we're dealing with the courtyard, I could probably, because everyone's in the courtyard, I could likely pull up the new map, which is the Citadel Alderaan battlements, which has already been fog of ward for the, like, see how this is sort of all up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so transferring you to the wall and everybody where I left them, where I believe you guys were all sort of rushing at these squares here on this map. They look like 10-footers. Like, given the scale, you know what I'm saying here? Party marching order that one may wish to use. I've got the dwarves. I'm just setting them up in a nice little, you know, like battle wedge with Mara and Dahlgren just sort of at the rear flank here. So on the map, we've got Miros just tumbling over a wall. We've got, let's zoom out here, and we've got everyone kind of on that stairway, right? We got Theros out in the middle. We got Mara and Dahlgren. Gang's all here. Four inside the courtyard. And we've got Miros up on the wall. Just drop you guys on here. So, Frank, Theros, do you remember what happens with you when you gain the sickened condition? And we have, can we have Rob and yourself on that? And we will bring together the party once more on a single map, even though you guys are unaware that Miros is up there, away on the battlements. And that...
level minus two to everything. It's minus two down the board.
Sorry, let's have that again, Rob.
Minus two. The sickened condition is minus two to all checks.
Okay. Theowen is taking negative two with the sickened condition one. What happens when you get to sickened condition two? Is it negative five or negative four? Does it stack?
Is it negative two for condition one? Yes. I thought the numbers would all correlate.
I checked it in the rule book.
Okay.
So you start at negative two. What happens at sickened three? Anyone? Miros.
Hey.
Leg over the wall.
Yeah.
Leg over the wall. You see more than hear at this point. Turning around, all the way down here at the other corner, straight north of you, beyond the torch. On the top here, we have a little official description. What do you see from your top-down view? Can nice. I have... There's some obvious. You see a pile of goblins. You see a whole bunch of signal... all those red, orange glow, those are like signal fires. And somebody's put something in it that gives off like a wispy red smoke in all of them.
Oh.
That you can see. Now, from where you are, there's one obvious ahead of you to the north, about 30 feet away. But up, you know, in the sky, you can see a correlation of them, you know, heading up, 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 and away.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I need to make an apology.
Yep.
The thickened condition always includes a value. That is your negative.
Right.
So thickened one is a negative one.
Oh, okay.
And then if you make a success, you reduce your condition by one.
Right. Yay. And he failed. How often can he check?
It takes a single action.
Oh, so it's up to you. You can stay sick and you might not have time fighting off the horde, or you can just take a minute and just keep trying to check.
Try and spit it up, as it were.
Yeah, so this is very nasty. This thing can actually belch on you guys in combat, which could really slow somebody down. But now that the battle's over, if you want to spam some checks to get rid of that, well, they come over and, you know, take off the helmets. Let's
give her a shot.
The only thing, it's not going to stop you from fighting or anything, but you can't ingest anything while sickened.
No drinking.
Or
that's his go-to remedy. Is he pulls out the flask, right?
Right.
So,
all right, well, so there's a fail. So that's what, sickened two now?
I don't believe you're getting any worse. You're simply not getting any better.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You'd have to be exposed. It's not like the dying where it's like every round it just gets worse and worse and worse, you know?
Is there a way we can help him with medicine checks?
Yeah. You could probably give him a bonus to his roll.
There's a 21. I think that makes it.
Yeah, just go over and slap him on the back and mock him like dwarves do, and he sucks it up.
Watch him. He grabs his flask, takes a big swig of it, pukes it up.
Oh, good.
Island, waste it.
This is private brew. Miros, atop the battlements. Citadel's Eldarane's battlements provide a breathtaking view. To the east rise the majestic Five King Mountains, your home, looming as ageless rocky mountains in the hazy fog. Let's burn a few more moments as you... That's nice. To the south, rolling foothills unfurl, nestled around Breach Hill's rooftops. Along the battlements, you see six bonfires, which have been heaped, although currently the southwestern three are burning fitfully, and all are sending plumes of reddish smoke into the air. When you guys get a chance to get Frank straight, I'll even say Miros, you can see a pack of goblins on that opposite corner, and they are pleading and look like making rude gestures at... someone that's around the corner. You can't quite see. The problem is the parapet, the Lego, up, down, up, down, up, down, you know, like blocks that are interspaced that you can lean through the holes. You know, it's jagged, like teeth, all the way on the top of this wall here.
Where are these goblins at? Like, where?
North of you. Like, they are up here, right? Okay. There's a small pack of them.
All right.
Small pack of them north of you, and they are all yelling and screaming sort of around the corner at something, someone. Hard to see. Now, if you want, you can move to the inside wall and make a perception and lean out and see if you can't see kitty corner or see what's going on, right?
That is what I wish to do.
Okay. Peek. So, first you see your brethren down there with a beheaded giant gator.
Yeah, making the family proud.
Yep, everybody's down there. And to recap for the audience, and last week we have the actual scene playing out, and you guys see what looks to be this man with a knife to a poor goblin's throat, backing up towards the door, this corner, this turret.
Yeah.
And about 10-15 feet away is what is most logically, probably, the Bumble Brasher Goblin tribe that you guys were sent to investigate to find out what's going on with them. A little bit of a hostage situation going on, Miros.
Oh, no.
Oh, right. No.
Indeed. Okay, I wish to hustle then. Mm-hmm. So he's backing up and away from that group of goblins, right?
Yep.
Okay, I want to hustle my bustle.
Okay, he's like here.
Right.
Where I've just placed you. Sorry, I'll bring you back
down. Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah.
So I want to hustle my bustle around the long way.
Okay.
So going west.
Going through all the tower doors?
Yes.
Okay. So you're looking at 5, 10, a door, 10, another door. So let's take you some time. Come all the way around.
Yep.
Okay. So let's say that you're either on the outside wall or just, you know, just running. Okay. Do you let the brothers know you're there? You just get on with it.
They're good. I think I'm just... Hey, is there rubble or...
There's rubble where it seems on the map on the north side. When you get over there, it might be a little treacherous. A lot of things have fallen.
Okay, but nothing the parapets are clean, though.
Up here, where you are, it's not bad. Now, there's big cracks in the stonework, and there's nothing that would count as difficult terrain at this time, besides the doors having to constantly blow through them. Some might be stuck. They're all wood, but, you know. All right. So I'll even give a percentage chance. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 doors to your target. That's quite a lot. All right. So door number 1, door number 2, door number 3, door number 4, and so on, you know, as we get around. Meanwhile, back down in the courtyard itself. Guys, we have a hostage situation here. Dun, dun, dun. What do we do?
I'll look to the others. Hey, I'll be fine. Get up there. You know, kind of pointing off. You said earlier that there was a
rope hanging down.
A rope hanging down. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'll direct him to get up there. Go, go.
You guys are gonna climb up a bunch of rubble. That's difficult terrain. Then get to the bottom of the rope. And even though the stairway kind of looks like it goes into the rubble, it doesn't. It's actually like there's a 15-foot gap on the stairway to the bottom of the stairs that you'd have to climb with the grappling hook. With a DC that's not 20, I stole it. It's 15. That's how I, you know. Smart DM is like, look forward into how the story has been set up, and they've set a 15 with a grappling hook on the wall here. So it's like, oh, that's a good DC for me to borrow, you know. And Mara of Desna charges forward. What do we got going on here?
I was trying to move the sheet.
Oh,
it didn't work. Sorry.
I got athletics checks, 6 and 3. You go stumbling forward, and you don't quite make it down the stairs. You poor thing.
I'll stumble forward as I'm directing to. Yeah, so there's 5, 10.
Oh, well, make for the rope as well.
15.
As will I.
5, 10. That's as far as I can get.
Okay.
Oh, is that other dog still kicking around, or is it screwed off back to the entrance?
All the dogs left.
Yeah.
But they're all still alive.
Yeah. Now, I have some wonderful music from Tabletop Audio, which is a Coliseum. But the echo of this place and the fact that the goblins are constantly jeering and cheering or whatever, that type of thing, I thought it was cute enough. So with a little bit of Coliseum ambience to sort of remind you guys, we have a hostage situation. You got a whole, like, you have a crowd of goblins that want to help and are pleading as well as like jeering and hurling insults, you know, and combat soon will likely be joined by you guys getting up there. You know, what will you do?
Well, I think we're going to continue moving across the difficult terrain, grab the rope, climb up. Ascend the stairs, toot sweep, kill a bunch of... oh, wait. Can't kill the goblins. My bad.
Or can we?
Or can we?
He's an old school.
I am old school. Hey, the halfling, he flung himself off the parapet to escape us. Yeah, that's what happened. Anyway, go! Go, brothers! And I'll try to wave him on as I try to skitter up the rocks myself. You said difficult terrain is...
Half movement?
Yep.
Okay, so I'm already slowed down to 15 per move, so that'd be, I don't know, 7 per move?
Mm-hmm.
Two moves gets me right there.
Okay. So let's call up the old ye olde combat tracker. All right. And now Jared was trying to show me there's a way to sort of just delete this entire thing. But I'm not seeing it. Oh, that brought up an actual hit the question mark and I get a lovely web page popping up. But that's not what I want. So for right now, I'm just going to quickly delete these guys, put you guys in here. Becoming aware of the hostage situation, they're kind of at a stalemate. He's threatening them. They don't know what to do. So it's you guys taking these first steps, sort of bringing yourself to that fray, is what's causing me to say, okay, guess what, guys? Now we have, you know, new combat, new situation. So if you guys are racing towards this scene, I would like athletics check from the lot of you, and that will be your initiatives.
All right. Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to pull up. I mean, we already got Miros unbeknownst to you guys. It's already... he's already...
Ooh, athletic nice. 23 with a natural 20.
Oh, hang on a second here. Let me get you guys in the combat tracker. I'm hoping that whatever you guys pull off here will pop up.
Pretty good first dice roll of the game, if I don't say so myself.
What'd you get there, Big Al? 23?
23 with a natural 20.
Okay.
11.
11 for Dahlgren. Mara, I'll be nice and say you can re-roll since you were... claiming not to try to, you know, you didn't.
I wasn't.
You didn't say you were doing it, so I suppose.
Not that I did any better.
Never the Dahlgren's dice tonight.
What you got?
Yep.
Six.
Miros.
9.
And Theoin.
23.
All right. Back at the top. Okay. So if I hit my little pin here, first to the rope, who has got, well, I guess Elbrick has no armor, and you said, Frank, you've gone from 20 to 15 since you put together that piecemeal. Got little something here for you. You know what Hell Knight armor looks like, right, Ryan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Heck Knight.
Yeah, you look like the Punisher, right? There's a ye old stylized ancient Hell Knight armor, and they found 14 suits, and good old Theron decided to cobble this together, and this is what this is what we get.
You like that, except janky?
No, this is what it looks like. This is the ye old style.
It just doesn't fit as well.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Like it looks like dad's business suit.
Well, it's like a barrel, right? You ever see a heavy guy trying to go as Boba Fett to a Comic Con? He's kind of bursting out the plate either side. That's what our dwarf's looking like.
Dwarf wearing armor that was custom tailored for a human.
Yep. I'm that guy, by the way. That's me. Next time you see some dude that's can't quite fit in the old Mandalorian armor, that's me at Comic Con. There you go. Anyway, Al. From your relative position of being over here and patting Theoin on the back.
Yep.
And he's setting you off. So let's have your rush, as it were, starting with actions and moves right from this point.
All right. So I move to the rope.
Right. So these are called strides, right? And you want to go 5, 10, 15, 10, 20, 25, 30. Okay. You can go 30 feet with two strides, and then you are slowed because of the difficult terrain.
Okay.
Now your move is 20.
Yep.
So you're 10 feet into your second stride. From this point on, I believe entering difficult terrain is fine for another 5, but moving through it or exiting difficult terrain is what buggers you. You follow me?
Yep.
Okay. So you get in here, you were 15 feet in.
Yep.
And you get like barely, you know, one more is for 25. So it pretty much gets you to this rope and you're already into your like your last action. And you want to start climbing.
Right.
So can I have an athletics check, sir?
Oh, please let it be as good as my last one. Oops, wrong button. Ha ha. Big money. Ooh, natural 1.
Okay. You start up on this rope, and the rope frays, and like you snap it, and your heavy butt falls to the ground. Now, the good news is it only frays like, you know, X amount of feet above your head.
Okay.
But now you guys kind of need to do some kind of like, you know, run or jump or something, or, you know, find some way to hook that rope that Elbrick has sort of torn asunder with his wonderful natural 1 of nastiness.
Woohoo. So I fall down on my rump. Oh!
Yeah, well, you're only barely 5 feet up, so you don't really get hurt.
Well, that's not going to work.
Yep. Theoin. You're up, sir. Dahlgren, you're on deck.
Alrighty then. So I am going to move up. So I think two strides gets me there. That's 15 movement times two. Then I need to move into that difficult terrain. So 5'10" puts me there. I'll stand on Albright's back as a boost up. Yeah, jump, grab for the rope.
Okay, so climbing the ally.
Get off me, you lug.
Actually, yeah, going through...
Do I look like a stair to ye?
That's actually not bad. You going through friendlies, using him to climb, and as long as you don't end the movement by grabbing that rope, yeah, that, I'll allow it. That's awesome.
All right. So that'll athletics. Be an acrobatics check.
Okay. Is it jumping athletics? I thought jumping was still athletics.
It is. Oh. So 15?
Yeah. Well, acrobatics is you humping your cousin there.
Okay.
You know, that kind of thing, right? Doing the Prince of Persia. So with a successful 15, you basically just shoulder, push his face into the wall, get on the back of the spine, push off. He starts cursing. Yeah! And then
27 athletics.
And up he goes, and he's on the rope, ladies and gentlemen.
With a natural 20, does that to make the rope unfray?
No.
Oh, no. Oh, no, no. If you get a... is that a critical success?
Yeah, yes,
that
movement.
Is a critical success. Yeah,
you get extra movement.
Yeah,
there you go. 5 feet. So instead of just climbing half your movement, you'd get half your movement plus 5 feet.
Right. So 5 feet just to get on this rope because it was a 15-foot, or sorry, it's a 50-foot descent. He's only got 5 feet left. So one more climb check, sir, and you're at the top and with movement left over next round. Dahlgren.
Yep.
I'll give it a shot.
Okay.
Sorry, I got a couple of windows up here.
Yep.
Okay. So,
had you guys wandering into the middle, you know, to help and laugh at Theoin, or aid if you could?
With an eight. I'm not very skillful. I'm not an athletic dwarf at all.
Okay, so what was your plan here? You're going to go 5, 10, 15, 20, 5, yeah. 10, get over
and try
there.
Try to imitate what he did, but it's not going to happen.
Oh, okay. Well, you got a dwarf whose boots are barely dangling. Oh, no, he went 5 feet up, so get on the rope at the same time.
Failed terribly.
Yeah. And unfortunately, if you have the movement, you'll actually fail, make no progress. So you don't fall, but you have trouble climbing, you know, an acrobatics, if you please, climbing clan member Al.
Acrobatics. Okay. Maybe he'll do better at that. I don't know. 13.
So no. Yeah. Anyway, so
I'm a bard.
I will be kind enough to say that you know, he just kind of shakes you off, and you're trying to get up, and you're not getting purchased and slide down, and you end up, like, you know, beside him, as opposed to, like, prone for failing terribly. The halfling. Hey now. Where's my guy? Huh. I activated him in the encounter, but I don't see him popping up here. 1 second. Let's just check the map. Make sure he is where he's supposed to be. No, I don't see him. Anyway, I know where he's supposed to be. He's supposed to be here.
He's so stunned into inaction.
Yes. Anyway, he's looking around. Those guys curl the corner. And, you know, he's weighing his options here. Give me the old perception here. And, yeah, he, you know, Al cursing. There's the drama that happened down there. You guys all yelling and stuff. You know, he becomes aware. And actually has, thanks to Fantasy Grounds, actually has scripted lines. So Calmont says...
And who are you? Oh, wait, the do-gooders from town. You were supposed to burn in the fire. What are you doing here? No closer, no closer. I'll cut this little goblin's ears off if you don't leave at once.
He takes a step back, pulling the goblin towards the doorway. And, of course, the goblins that are on this corner here kind of, they don't, well, they weren't really closing to begin with, but they're, you know, they kind of stopped with the jeering. Miros.
Okay. Hey.
Kind enough to sort of leave you where you're at, right?
Yeah.
This puts you at this door here, because I got one that might be stuck.
Okay.
So I need you a little, you know, unsticky with the strength check.
Duck. Athletics.
Yep. See if you can't blow through this door. Natural one.
My arm!
Poof! Oh! You wedge it tighter.
Now, do I get two more attempts on
sure.
a turn?
Or sure, but the DC just went up because you actually made it go tighter.
Oh.
Welcome to second edition.
Natural 20.
Oh, right. Well, that's fine. If the top of the hinge got a little tighter wedge, I'll just kick the other side of the door right at the hinge. And sure enough, the stone gives way. And you blow right through this door. Not just because of the success, but because of the natural 20, which doubles over, and the door flies open wide, and you still have an action left.
Haha, and I hustled.
Okay, so you go 5, 10,
15, 20?
20, yeah. Yeah, I won't really count that as a second. Now you got a straight run up the back here.
Yeah.
On your next. Mara of Desna is up, ending the round. Mara, what do you wish to do?
How high is he up?
He who? Kalmon?
The bad guy.
30 feet up, straight up on that parapet wall.
Okay.
Plus your distance away.
Yeah. Okay, so I'll just run up and try and grab the rope.
Now,
the guys.
May I ask, were you looking for a shot?
Yeah.
Okay. If you go straight forward and climb up on the rubble, which is heaped, not only does it close the distance, it puts you higher. You'd only be 20 feet up, then you'd have the distance, because you see how that corner of the wall, right now, there's a window of opportunity. So if you were going to take a shot, you would want to get up on that rubble and take it now before he disappears through that door or whatever, unless you want to try something else.
No, sure. I'll give that a shot.
Okay. Now you've got a 25-foot move, right?
Yep.
Okay. So with your first 25, you get to the rubble, right?
I get to there, yep.
Okay. Your second, do you want to try and shoot from here? Now it's a matter of load and shoot, and you're good from here, but he's further away.
I'm already loaded. I'm loaded from the last encounter.
Oh, okay. Awesome. So if you want to enter the rubble for 5, then go another 10 because of the difficult terrain to get that much closer, then your first corner being 20-odd, you could shoot from back here and still have enough of an angle, maybe even back one, to try and get a shot at this guy, and he would be proverbially 20 feet away and 20 feet up, if anyone cares to Pythagorean my theory.
Yeah, it works for me.
Okay. Take the shot. Don't forget to, you can pull your dice and drop it right on the guy, because he is in the tracker. You know, it'll affect everything directly. You want to drop dice on his head.
Right.
Or if you want to, I'll give him as a target for you if you wish, whatever you want to do.
Well,
oh, you're 8. Moving. Sorry, I thought you were talking about moving your thing there. Okay. 8. Sorry, no.
Critical miss.
Possibly. Let me check.
I'm just reading the combat window there.
Let's say that in the
log. It says it. Yeah. Okay.
It does.
Critical miss. What we can do with
critical? Can I use my hero point to reroll?
Yes, you can, because you probably get. I would love to hit Frank in the back of the head and just ping him right off this wall.
Oh, that's not going to happen. I'm like a spider.
You'll flap like the god of Desna all the way down and fall on your back.
Okay, well, I still missed, but...
Okay. So we got Miros down a hero point from the session. We got Mara just burned hers. 3 guys and 3 points left. And that's Mara done. Top of the next round is Albrick. Theron, you're on deck. Al.
Right,
what do you got, buddy? You're standing at the bottom of this rope.
Do not know if I can claim this. Got to try, though.
You can try an acrobatic. Is it straight high jump? Is still athletic or acrobatic?
I don't know.
I jump? Hold on.
Because unfortunately, with difficult terrain, you can't sort of do that running jump. You kind of got to, crazy hook it.
Well, can I not climb on top of Dahlgren, who's right beside me?
Yeah, if he's willing. I mean, sorry, if you get in position.
He didn't even ask me. Climb rapist.
All right.
Jeff, for the high jump,
yep.
It's stride, make a vertical leap, and attempt with a DC 30 athletics check.
Ha! That's
to increase the height of your jump.
Yeah. Okay. So do you
want
to
stride? You automatically fail.
Right. So you want to delay down to Dahlgren. So I'm going to set you at a 10 initiative.
What do you mean delay?
Because you want Dahlgren to get in the way. You want Dahlgren to move into your position and...
Well, you already said I was right beside him.
He's like beside me already.
You're at the wall. Look at the minis. You're at the wall. He's 5 feet back. Oh. Otherwise, he would have ended up on his butt.
Ah, okay. Sorry.
Because he tried to climb you. Right? You're at the bottom of the rope. He's behind you. He tried to climb you. Can't end your turn with 2 minis in the same square. The only reason I got Frank in there is because technically he's 10 feet above you.
Right, then.
I just can't wait for that rope to fray, because now they'll be saying, oh, he's right here.
But I'm willing. If you yell that out, I'll go, plant him on the wall.
But coming back,
give me a hand.
Theoin is in there while you guys are doing your shuffle. So it's Theoin's go now.
Right. Give myself a further heave-ho.
Climb up, please. Athletics.
25.
Okay. Theoin, you get right to the top. Okay.
So I need another climb check, or do I step on?
No. The problem is there's an enemy in your way. So you could possibly cling to this.
Oh, I thought I was climbing to the stairs. Like here.
Oh, right. I'm sorry. Yes, you're correct. I'm thinking of Meryl's trying to get right up to the top. No, you are correct.
I am not daft. I'm not trying to climb a castle wall.
Yeah, so you're on the edge of the stairway here now.
Okay.
And that's 1 action. You got 2 left.
Okay. Then I'll move on to the stairs. There's 5, 10, 15.
Yep, you're good. More?
5, 10, 15.
Yep, here he comes. All right. So, bolstered by the appearance of heroes literally named by their enemy, the goblins go back to cheering and jeering and, you know, that kind of thing, which unfortunately really isn't helping. Dahlgren agreeing to switching positions, doing the leg up.
What I do is I put my back against the wall and lace my fingers for him to go.
Yep. So basically, we'll consider him like rope because he's doing the power assist as if the rope had come down. So you just need to do your straight 15 DC, Elbrick.
Oh, come on. Don't fail me now. 12.
You don't make progress.
Ah.
You kind of get a hand on his shoulder and you're up, and he's kind of like, geez, the old guy, you know, he's kind of,
get a
two of them.
Tries at it though, don't I?
Looks hilarious from Mara's angle. What?
It'll get you up there.
Get a couple tries at it, don't I?
Six, it's worse. Six. He's dropping your boot, you know, you're sliding, you hear twang of the guitar.
Still, buddy.
Go again.
Ten.
No, it just become the dwarven shuffle, and it gets to a point where you have to just kind of stop and step back and, you know, rethink.
In a moment. Yeah.
I don't know if I can make this.
It's not as easy as it looks.
Say, Owen, throw down a rope.
I don't have one. I've got armor and an axe.
Fair enough. Throw that little halfling lunatic down.
Oh, I'm working on that. Don't you worry.
I have a name, you know.
It wasn't you. I don't believe my little one. I think you meant the other lunatic on the wall.
All right. So you guys, you know, it's obviously you guys are trying to get to him. Right. So again, he is threatening a goblin that he has in his clutches, and he, to make good on his threat, he doesn't actually start cutting her, but he lifts, like, he moves the dagger like right up to her ear, you know, and the goblin starts wiggling like mad, and it's all he can to hang on to her at the moment. Miros,
hustling.
Okay, what do you got, buddy?
I have 3 moves, so 5, 10, 15, 20 by the fireplace, 5, 10, 15, 20 by the corner of the parapet, and then 5, 10, 15, I'd be in front of the door.
Right.
Oh, there they go. That's my 3 turns.
Okay. Making good progress. You see him on the far side of the wall. Is this like the movie scene, like the Robin Hood movies or whatever? They always switch to one guy. He's like, get off the roof, get off the roof, get off the roof. You know, get to the roof, get to the gate, get to the gate. Mara of Desna, it is your go. What do you want to do?
Can I still see him? Can I still shoot at him, or is he...
Yeah, no, he isn't. You still have a shot at the moment.
All right.
He seems more intent on trying to, like, show everybody out in the open that he's willing to make good on his threat as opposed to disappearing.
Well, the only threat to cut his ears off. The goblin doesn't need ears.
So you load for one action.
For one action. Yep. I shoot, I miss, and then I will reload.
Okay.
Critical miss.
We've missed
another critical miss. Yeah, apparently I critical missed again. So what happens?
Oh, okay.
Uh-oh.
What's the number? 9?
Altogether, but I rolled a 4.
Altogether. I can't wait for the critical hit deck. I don't know if they're even going to print the critical miss deck. I got the critical hit deck on order from Paizo. I'm hoping it'll be full of fun ideas. Because I just don't want to assume, you know, it's so easy just to think first edition going, well, this is what you do, you know, blah, blah, blah. A critical miss. Suggestions for a critical miss. It's got to be something.
Well, my question would be, how much did she miss the DC by? You don't have to tell me the DC. But how much did she miss it by?
Right.
Would be judged the action.
And I am also standing on difficult terrain, so maybe I slip or something.
Yes.
I
don't know. She missed it by quite a bit. Like, obviously 10, if
Does
not
that
a bit more.
Is in the target range if she misses? Myself and Albrecht?
You lost me.
If she slips on the rocks, is there a chance she's going to hit us?
Oh, well, no, I'm more thinking that she might hit the goblin, which would be all bad. You know, she's doing a high shot, you know.
Well, I'm thinking up and back down.
Yeah, comes back down.
Is that an
ally? Falls on an ally. Last thing you want to do is shoot the hostage. Well, I guess it works in some movies. right, so critical miss. So I would have Mara make an attack roll with her sling at full attack bonus to see if it actually hits the goblin that is the hostage. The two of them are entwined.
Oh.
Yep. Of course, I roll high.
Natural 20. So
beautiful.
Yeah.
The dang eye.
Ping. Ow. What's the damage of that sucker?
It is.
Now, don't don't roll it officially. You need to roll raw, otherwise you're going to damage the halfling, which is targeted. So.
Well, it's 1d10.
Okay, so just roll me a raw d10. That's pretty cool
for getting 20? Like rolling a natural 20? Or is there...
No.
Fair enough.
Like I said, the 20 isn't an existing roll. It's the 9 that missed. We're looking for like a phantom roll as if it, like, you know, did it really get that armor class of the goblin? Yep. Yeah, she nailed her. 20, you know, bing, you know.
4 points.
But remember, Rob, we're supposed to have you leaning on the player side now, not the evil DM side. You know, you're kind of working more for the, you know, I'm enjoying this greatly. But
okay, I have a better question. Can we end this thing for 2 minutes and then reboot so we all have another hero point? credit for that goes to Wandering Monster in our chat window.
That's clever.
No, sorry. Ending a session is good night, everybody. Even a pause in the stream does not count. But nice try.
I pay attention to our watchers.
Things look bleak, and we will have all of your answers to this terrible yet exciting situation next time.